I'm Em.
And I'm Lex.
And we're thrilled to welcome you to the Ready, Set, Coach podcast.
Now, we're not just your hosts. We're also mamas, entrepreneurs, coaches, friends, and co-founders of the Ready, Set, Coach community.
What began as a pandemic side hustle has blossomed into a vibrant online community crafted by coaches for coaches.
So when we're not immersed in our coaching community on Circle, we're busy managing our other businesses, navigating the ups and downs of life, and of course, recording this podcast.
This is where we dive deep into epic conversations about life, business, coaching,
and everything in between.
So are you ready, Lex?
I'm set, Em.
Let's coach.
Lexi, do you have brown lipstick on?
Is it brown? What do we call this? YouTube?
Oh, it looks like a nude, but it looks very nice.
No, it's a shade of pink or red with like a dusty rose infused.
Dusty rose. Oh, yeah, I like dusty.
I don't know. I was feeling extra pale, guys, and so I just slapped on some lipstick like 5 seconds before we hit record. I went to a hot yoga class this morning, which was 90 minutes, and I didn't wash my hair after, so this is like dried,
ooh,
glistening goodness.
Isn't it wild when you go to one of those classes, you're like, I'm fine, I blow dried my hair yesterday, I'm not gonna wash it, and at the end you're like, Jesus Christ,
it's pure, yeah. Wetness. I rinsed my body off, and I've been trying this product called Swear, shout out, it's a female founded product. I virtually met the co-founder in some community. Anyways, you're supposed to spray it on and then like towel dry your hair. So I wanted to test it because it's been a while. And I don't know if it like takes away the stank. Can you over here and tell me, Emily?
I can smell it from here. So,
and then I'm letting it air dry. And I mean, look, it's not,
it looks like a mermaid. It's amazing. There She's like go. The longest, most beautiful.
My hair is so long right now. Like it keeps going.
Lady Godiva, what a good Halloween costume.
I need a haircut so bad.
Just get a horse and then be topless walking, drive, you know, going around your neighborhood with your hair covering your boobies.
Jesus Christ. Done.
It's a vibe. Or you could be Splash from the mermaid from Splash. Such a great
Do
movie.
I know Splash?
If you don't, this is a movie you need to watch. It's with Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks, and she is a mermaid who like rescues a guy and comes to the big city, and love story.
I'm thinking of Aquamarine. I loved Aquamarine as a kid with the blue hair. She's blonde like me, and she had like a streak of blue. And then I put in a streak of, my mom wouldn't let me dye my hair, but I had like a hair clip forever streak of blue. And fun fact, multiple times in college, I did legitimately dye a streak of my hair underneath pink.
I would love these pictures, please.
I'll find one. I'll find one, guys.
Did you ever want dip in your hair? Like that was the dream, and my mom would never let me. Also, I'm a brunette, so I've dyed my hair. It's like you just did the tips and you like dip it into red or whatnot. I thought it was so fierce. Now I'm like, no way in heck would I pull that off. But
well, that's why I did the one strip underneath, so I felt cool and edgy, but I could hide it.
Professional. She basically had a mullet but with pink. The last hair thing I will mention that I've seen and I think is so cool, guys, like when I get my nails done, I'm like, can I have them short and ballet slippers? And they're like, what? Do you want like round, cool nails? I'm like, no, that's too much for me. But a lot of people now have the glitter strands in their hair. Have you seen
that used to be a thing. I for sure used to do that as a kid. Is it coming back?
So hot right now.
So hot right now.
So I'm hot so right behind. Now.
Okay.
I know. Trends, you know, speaking
trends.
Of trends.
How do we get here?
No,
what are we talking about? What podcast is this? I don't know.
Do we just turn this to a murder podcast?
Speaking of, guys, if we have any fellow murderinos out there, call her at your girl being Lexi. Yes, we're a thing. It's called murderinos. You're either like saying, yes, Lex right now, or you're thinking I'm super weird. But if you're one of us, reach out. Let me know. I'd love to know if we have any murderinos listening to this.
Do we really call him a murderino?
Mm-hmm. It's a thing. Trust me. Huh. I'm very well integrated in the murderino community. We're called
You know, that's
margaritas.
like a weird fear I have is that I will get murdered and then I will be on one of those podcasts and then people are going to pick through my life. And I
It
don't.
could happen. That's why it's SSDGM, stay sexy and don't get murdered.
But all the sexy people get murdered. So this is why I do my hair like this, so I don't get murdered.
So don't stay sexy and don't get murdered. Yeah. You know, if you know, you know all the acronyms. Okay, guys, today we're talking about what to. Oh,
I know.
transition. Murder is like post-mortem.
Oh, God.
Which we're going to bring up today later because we're going to talk about what to do after
Your
a failed
murder.
launch.
Oh,
How
yeah.
to clean up a body.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What to do after a launch fails. That's what we're talking about today.
And as your autopsy, no, mortician. God, are we gonna? No, stop, Emily. Stop. Okay. I'm gonna stop. So,
One
Lex,
of us,
yeah,
one of us.
you know, just it's weird. Okay, my question for you, Lexi Smith, murder mystery maven.
Murder
What
Reno.
can you define what a failed launch is?
Yeah, this can be many shapes and forms. This could be the first time you try to launch a group program and maybe you only get one buyer or no buyers. This could be the first time you try to do a time-sensitive launch. And again, we got crickets. It can be Lexi in 2019 thinking that I could just launch a digital course passively without anyone knowing who I am and no one buying. It's basically you're not hitting your goal, whether that's not filling or completely you're hearing crickets.
Lexi, can we have a raise of hands if you have ever tried to launch something and not d have failed it or have not successfully completed? Yes, if you are watching on YouTube, you will see that both of us have two hands up, and it is
In the
a
air, like we just don't care.
which
But you do
that's
care. We
you
care.
care, especially your first time. You're like, oh God, I'm a failure. I should switch industries and careers and maybe become something different. I honestly do think not to like knock people who work in fast food. I like think I would suck at fast food. I think I would be a terrible.
Wait, how'd we get here?
No, I'm just thinking of like switching careers. Like if I was to go on a low
Okay.
career, I'm like, or something that's so easy, I still think I would suck at it. So, anyways, that's a limiting belief I have about my opportunities in
You
fast
can
food.
do anything. Okay. So, what we're going to do first and foremost, we want to normalize this. Let's start there because
Stars, they're just like
honestly,
us.
like there's I don't think I know a singular coach out there who hasn't had a less than stellar or failed launch of something.
Seriously,
It exists.
and even the ones that are like, oh my God, you are feeling such FOMO and you think they are crushing it. Guys, they're not. Or maybe they are, but they too feel anxiety and they
Or they've
still
had
feel.
at least they've had it. They've experienced it probably many times before they got to success.
Correct, correct, correct. So, Lex, you just defined what a failed launch is. So, can you tell us what happens once that deadline has passed and you had told the world that you were going to execute X, Y, and Z? What do we do?
Okay, so you're gonna do what I call a post-mortem, right? So this is where that
Oh,
transition
God.
comes back in. You know, you can call this a lot of different things. I don't know why. In my career, I've always called this a post-mortem, and this is applicable to so many different things. A failed campaign. This is honestly industry agnostic, but basically, once you've gone and done something, we're now gonna break apart what happened. And I want to talk through a very specific example. We have had various, we do this often with clients who have given an effort to, let's pick group program as an example. Maybe they've tried to launch a group and they didn't fill the group. What we do is a postmortem and we break down, all right, let's figure out what worked and what didn't work. And so we take it person by person if they had sales calls and we articulate and write down what happened. So let's say you're trying to fill group program A with eight people and you ended up on four sales calls. We're going to start with sales call one. Who are they? How'd they come to you? What'd they say? Why didn't they close? And you're going to write it all down, get it out of your head onto paper. You're then going to go to person number two. Same thing, person number three, person number four. What are some other things we're going to look at in our postmortem, Em?
You're going to also look at the objections. Like, you're going to see if there's any common themes that stand out when you look at this reflection. So a lot of common themes that can happen could be pricing. I think that's can be like theme number one. Theme number two, especially for group, is a lot of people don't see themselves as group people. Also squirrel, but I think a lot of people think that about workout classes too. They don't think see themselves as group workout class people until they try it.
Hey everyone, Lex here.
And Em.
And if you haven't heard, we did something pretty darn cool.
We sure did. We launched a completely free community built specifically for coaches.
Say it again for the people in the back.
We launched a free community for coaches. Tell them quickly who it's for and what we're doing inside, Lex.
Sure thing. So it's for anyone from the coaching curious to side hustlers to coaches ready to scale. And through the virtual platform that we've built, we've created a safe and fun space to learn, launch, grow, connect, ideate, collaborate, vent, and evolve together.
Nailed it, Lex. Now, while it's free, you must apply in order to gain a free membership. You know, so we can make sure everyone inside is awesome, like us.
Apply today at readysetcoachcommunity.com. Well, okay, so I think what you're doing a good job of articulating is what we do with our postmortem. But before you get to analyzing, I just want to make it very clear that we're breaking down and we're writing down and we're brain dumping absolutely everything that went into that. So how did we market? Did we send out 4 emails? Did we post 5 times? We want you to literally take the time block 30 minutes of your day and write down every single thing you did for this launch. I will also want to know what happened with your newsletters. Did anyone click? Did you send it out on a Tuesday? Or were you trying Sunday? You know, depending on how organized you were on the front end, it could be just taking your front end marketing plan and writing out some results, right? So essentially, postmortem step one is to brain dump and get it out on paper, everything that happened, so that step two, as Emily was teeing up perfectly, we can start to look at this wild amount of now data, qualitative and quantitative, in front of us and start to pick out themes.
And I want to, thanks for clarifying that, Lex, because I think that's really important for you to document everything, because a lot of times, especially with your first launch, reality is you're probably not super organized. You probably are kind of pray and spraying. You're maybe not having a strategy behind it. So outlining and putting in front of you your strategy or what you did do, I think will be helpful. Maybe you were marketing or messaging it in one way on one channel, but then you were saying something completely different in your newsletters, or you were burying the lead to the very fourth scroll of your newsletter. So I love that exercise, Lex. And I think that is such a great visual to have in front of you before you dive into the body.
Yes, so when we're conducting the postmortem and the autopsy, God, this is my kind of episode. Like, my dream is coming true. Yeah. I now have a true crime podcast.
Ooh, rebrand.
I know, right?
What would it Love be and coaching, death and coaching.
Death and coaching. Murder Lex wrote. Anyways, we digress. Okay, so we want you to start to see if there are themes. For example, did 3 of your 4 calls price object? Did 5 of your Instagram posts get 0 engagement? Did you not even book a sales call? Did you feel like there wasn't a lot of traffic? Did you see in your newsletters everyone was clicking on this call to action? We want to see if there are any themes that exist that we can then take with us and learn and see what we want to do with that information moving forward.
And I think it's so cool to be able to track all of that and do the due diligence on it. So maybe your email got tons of opens and no clicks, but why did that email get a ton of opens versus the email that you sent before? So diving into the language that you wrote, same thing. I think one of the biggest mistakes that we've seen, and I've just in terms of launching, is a lot of times people will put it out there once and that's it. And maybe they'll put it once on their newsletter and once on their Instagram and once on their LinkedIn and assume that the whole world saw what that they're launching in those three or four posts and aren't, this sounds terrible, cramming it down your throat or like really getting annoying about it. So, Lex, what do we do now that we have learnings, we're getting granular. How do we do CPR?
How do we bring him back to life and have a zombie apocalypse? Okay, well, let me give you guys a couple examples here too to make this feel really tangible. Let's say you're launching a group program, and on every call, maybe you're starting to see a theme that no one wants to join group. They'd rather work with you one-on-one. The saying is escaping me right now, but sometimes an apple is an apple and sometimes an orange is an orange, meaning sometimes the information is telling us something as obvious as it sounds. Maybe in that case, our people don't want a group. That could be one thing we take from postmortem. So you need to start to decipher your themes and decide how much value you want to give it. Were these anomalies, or were the algorithms not in my favor and I don't even have enough views to let alone know if my people were interested? Or was there really a common theme that my people were telling me X? So I think we have to validate what data we want to keep with us, right? And bring with us into what we do next. Because after this, we now have a decision. We have a decision of how to move forward. And that path forward usually looks like one, let it rest, move on, or two, go back to the drawing board with now this new information and try again.
Yeah, and I think that's so great that this isn't something where you should feel shame or you should feel bad about yourself. It's a lot of times just like small little micro tweaks. Maybe that person who had objections about working in group, they also want that one-on-one support, and that's not what you were offering in your initial launch. So then like iteration two could be layering in an element of like one-on-one support. So then that person who has objections to group, you're like, you're getting the best of both worlds here. You're getting me and you're getting this extra benefit of being in community with like-minded individuals. Or, maybe we're speaking to men and women and you're realizing that there are two different audiences and you need to focus on one of them at a time and make like a, for women only in a very specific place in their life. Maybe they're all moms or maybe they all have children in middle school, so they're going through like a shared experience. And so then that way you can tailor this offering that it's not bad, it's just being reimagined.
Exactly. So I think, from here, another thing I want everyone to hear is after we take learnings from our first failed launch, we aren't guaranteed that our next launch is going to be successful. All we can guarantee is now that we are making a more informed and educated hypothesis, right? That we then have to go back to market and test and then do another postmortem. Essentially, when you're getting started out with business, think of it like a lab experiment. Expect it, honestly. Think of each campaign or each launch as an opportunity, one way or the other, to learn and refine until eventually you nail it.
Yeah, I think that's great. God, Lex. Can we talk about your first launch just as a, highlight reel of the past?
Yeah, it was, I mean, I made a passive course and I thought, build it and they will come. I tried to host a workshop with my small audience. No one showed up. No one bought. I did a mistake, which we've talked about on this podcast before, is I tried to launch a volume passive offer out the gate when I didn't have volume to sell to. So it was a lesson that I learned really quickly. I then took that, what I did in my postmortem, and said, you know what? I have really good content here. I don't have the volume yet to sell, so I'm going to keep the content the same, and I'm going to try to change how I'm selling it and go one-on-one. So for me, it was iterating how I was delivering it and what the program was.
And I think that's a beautiful lesson too about, like, you were fresh in the coaching world and you're expecting thousands of people to buy this offering without having established, like, know and trust or being an authority in the industry and being a name that now everyone knows. Yeah. And then similarly, oh my gosh, we've talked about this before, but the first time I launched, I had one person sign up, and rather than abandoning ship, I went through it. So this woman was getting one-on-one coaching, but for, like, free, essentially. And it was great. And it was a humble sandwich. And it definitely gave me the opportunity to assess how I marketed it and how I wanted to do group again in the future. So it looked very different the second time around.
Some other things to look out for, too, if you're trying something new. If you aren't seeing a ton of competitors on the marketplace, there might, and you have data that supports the people you were talking to didn't necessarily want the format you were offering, you might not have something that the market wants. That's, like, kind of the blunt reality. So can we instead figure out what it is the market wants? Now, of course, there's always people who nail something new that's never been done. But at this point in the coaching industry, it's pretty hard to come up with a new vertical on what people are willing to buy. So competition, the kind of flip side of that is competition is a really good sign. It's proof of concept to some extent. So that's another thing we want you to look at as you're evaluating. Bless you. No one heard that, but if you're watching YouTube, Emily just sneezed.
my child, she says.
This is not, I'm not saying this to discourage you. This is, you know, us putting on our business hat a little bit and looking at this from a non-emotional standpoint. Do I have something that the market and my people want and need? Or do I need to go back to the drawing board?
You know, Lex, this is a great exercise to do that I recently went through myself, was taking time to focus and identify who some of my competitors are in a particular sphere of my business and identify what they're doing. Without looking at their website, like, how would I describe these individuals to someone at a cocktail party? And then reflect on, what am I doing differently than them, and what am I doing that they are not doing, or what do I have that they do not have? And I thought that was a really interesting exercise too, just to pull out more differentiators too, because to your point, like, competition's great. It means that it's that people want what is out there, but just remembering, like, what is that special sauce that you add to your offering that Joe Schmo doesn't have and that you can bring to the table that, you know, they lack at this moment in time.
And actually, we have a really, really awesome exercise in the Ready, Set, Coach launch pack that takes you step by step through this process in a way to do competitive research to where you land at, you know, looking at what's the opportunity at hand. So I'm glad you did it. It's great that we're taking a piece of our own advice, right? Okay, guys. So what we want to do now is transition into a little bit of homework. We want to turn you all into murderinos.
No, I was going to say, you're going to go out there and kill it.
You're going to go kill it. Oh,
okay.
And conduct a postmortem. Okay. Now, if you've never launched fully a program, fine. Have you tried marketing? Is there something you can truly dissect? And again, to kind of recap the steps, step one is just to get everything out of your brain, get granular, and get it out onto paper. What happened, right? Put numbers where we can, pay attention to what people said. Step two, can we pull out themes? What do we see from in front of us? Step three, what themes do we want to validate and learn from? To then step four, let inform how we move forward.
Beautiful. I think I'm deceased hearing this.
Did I knock you dead? Did I kill it?
You killed it. I can't say killed it again. I already did that one. But no, I think this was great. And this is just an incredible example of, if you are listening to this and you were feeling a little down in the dumps about where you were in your launch, just know that try again. So, and then let
like
us know.
Nori says, just keep swimming, just keep swimming.
Exactly. And just don't get caught and eaten.
And let me tell you guys the secret between those who die and lay still in the grave and those who make it in this industry is they don't stop after one failed launch. They don't stop after a second failed launch. They truly keep going.
And they run faster than their murderer.
Yeah, this whole episode is a great one, guys. Okay, with that said, until next time on the Ready Set Coach podcast.
If you're enjoying the Ready Set Coach podcast, please leave a review wherever you are listening. For more information about Ready Set Coach, visit ReadySetCoachProgram.com.